Moncrief on News Talk.
Or say you're invited to a wedding and you'll be expected to cough up a present. Nowadays, that usually means cash. Is there a correlation between the fanciness of the nuptials and the amount of money you put in the card? On our wedding blog, Sarah Kennedy runs an annual survey on this kind of thing. Sarah, good afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So has the price of a wedding gone up?
Yes.
Average price?
Yes. So particularly over the last 2 years, it's quite unprecedented. I'm seeing prices go right through. So there's a couple of things that are causing that. So number one is the cost of living for everybody goes up, as it would for the industry as well.
Mm.
So everything from energy, etc., is going to go up. The demand for Ireland is really, really high. So we have a lot of people that want to get married coming inbound into Ireland, but also couples are looking for, they're looking for options that are actually just priced very high as well. So there is a little bit of that. We do have a great kind of mid-luxury upwards market that a lot of people are going for.
Are we at kind of Celtic Tiger level?
I was a wedding coordinator during the Celtic Tiger, and I would say we're higher based on what I'm seeing.
Wow.
Now, the one thing I will say about the Celtic Tiger one was that there'd be just money thrown at stuff. But what I am seeing is that at least the couples now, things are more expensive for them, but they're very thoughtful in what they're actually doing. They're all about the experience. And when they do pick something, they pick it very purposefully. But it's expensive.
Yeah. So if you're a guest at this wedding, and I suppose this is kind of a layered thing, if you're just an ordinary guest, or, you know, you're a family or close to family,
yeah,
that'll vary. Is the deal now, the unspoken deal, we're going to spend, you have to make an estimate on how much money this wedding costs, and you have to give us your entrance fee, basically?
Well, I wouldn't call it an entrance fee, because the presence is a present, right? No, but I will say there are two schools of thought. So there's averages that are general, kind of like averages, and that's what I poll every year. So the general average that people are putting into a card, irrespective of how people choose to get married, would be around 200 to 250 euro. But the biggest growth I saw was at 300 euros, right? Now, I go back 4 years ago, and that poll was about 150 to 200. So there's inflation in the guest card. Other people, when I ask, they would have a rule of thumb where they'd actually go and see, well, where are the couple getting married? And I want to make sure I cover my cost for my meal. And that can sometimes reflect. So obviously, if you're going to a higher caliber venue, like your big castle or something like that, or your stately mansion, that might reflect in how much you put in the card. So there is a little bit of how people strategically think, because in Ireland, we are very generous to a fault, and we want to make sure that we always cover ourselves and we're looking after everybody. And that ultimately puts, you know, pressure on how much you're putting in a card. So yeah, I would say in theory, people do want to pay their way, and they're willing to pay that little bit more if they think it's somewhere fancy.
Is there an average figure as to, you know, how much a head meals cost now?
So it can really vary. Like, you've got some brilliant properties out there that are, you know, 89 euro a head, right? Which is still a lot of money when you start to bring in a lot of people. But what I'm seeing is that most people are sitting around the 120 mark per head.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So
yeah.
It has significantly grown. But in saying that, the product of wedding venue in Ireland has also improved. And we have a lot more, in comparison to the Celtic Tiger, we would have had a lot of very flashy 4-star hotels, whereas we've got these exclusive venues and different things like that, where you're shutting the place down for a day. And then that's going to have a knock-on effect as well.
Yeah. Has the food, if you're thinking how much is the meal going to cost, and I better cover that, are you getting value for money? If you went and paid 120 quid on a meal in a restaurant, would it be as good as what you're going to get in a wedding?
Well, you're not getting the choice that you'd get when you sit down and go out for a meal. So that's number one. You're getting your two choices, and that's that. But what you would have is the venues that would have, you know, a very high reputation in winning awards for their restaurant, or, you know, for their chefs, they would command a higher price, no doubt about it. And you see a lot of chefs have set up shop at wedding venues around the country, and their venues, because that pull, you've got that celebrity high caliber chef, that commands a price because it's higher demand. It's the same thing with everything. When you think about going on holiday, the more demand for a flight ticket, the more expensive it is. The same would apply at the different types of wedding venue as well.
Yeah. So if you're a couple going to a wedding, you're looking at 250, probably at a minimum.
At a minimum. Yeah. Now, one thing I did find is the proximity of closeness that you have to the couple can warrant spending more.
Yeah.
So if you're in the bridal party, you're getting stung at various levels. Not only are you going to the the abroad hen or stag, but you're also putting probably more in the card as well. You feel like you have to. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that's what you should do. This is what I'm being told is going on. Parents tend to shell out a little bit more. Aunties, uncles, that sort of thing, you may find that. But the general going rate that people are telling me is anything between 200 and 300. And bridal parties are probably 100 to 200 more, which is still huge money. Like we've lost a big run of ourselves, I would say.
Yeah, if you're going by yourself, though, can you kind of split it?
So that's up to you. If you want to cluster a few friends, you could still go in as a couple. But what you find is that people that are going single, what they're telling me was that they're probably only coming down by maybe 50 euro. Ooh, in the card. Yeah, then they're also in the accommodation. They're not getting a great deal on accommodation because they're not sharing that with two people.
Yeah.
So if you're going on your own without a plus one or pooling with somebody else, you do get single tax, I'd call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it all cash now?
Yeah, like 90%. Some people will. They're present givers. There's no doubt about it. There are. You're looking at, again, in the poll, roughly about 90% of people say that they give cash. So cash is king. And this is one of the things I get asked a lot. Couples saying, oh, what should we say on our invitations? Can we say we'd rather cash because we've got our house or we don't want things? But you don't need to. It's kind of that unspoken. Well, it's not so unspoken anymore, but people know that they give cash for a wedding now.
Has there ever been an incidence of armed raiders turning up at a wedding? Because you can have a best man carrying thousands around the place.
Well, what I will say is,
be putting ideas in anyone's head.
There are instances where cards have gone walking, and you know I've heard all the stories right through from best man pocketing it to going missing in the venue. So always put your cards in a safe, please. Always do that. And then you hear about just people leaving them on the table and not handing them in, and then them being swept up later at night on the floor. They go under a table and people don't see it. So it can happen. And couples have said to me, oh, we don't think such and such gave us a gift. Should we say it to them? Like, just, I'd say move on. You know, it's such a tricky one, you know.
But your venues offer security now as part of the
deal. Would have safes in the room. Yeah, they all have safes. So, but you know, in the madness of the day, you're dropping things in and dropping things out. And say somebody else brings those cards up to the room, they may not know the safe. So I would always say to the couple is appoint someone who does know it and just get everything put in and keep it really, really safe. But there are other ways you can do it. Now with some technology, there's a company, actually an Irish company called with Everly, and they have a wedding website where you actually have a digital wedding postbox. So people can put the money in and it's kept there. It's kept secure. And I'm finding Revolut. Like the last wedding I went to, I Revoluted them because, again, I don't want to be taking cash out on the morning. I'll bring the card and everything. But I think there is a little bit more movement in how people are, you know, splitting money and sharing money. So I know it's a bit of a grubby topic, but that's the reality. That's what's happening, you know?
Yeah. Do parents help with the cost of weddings anymore? Is that kind of died out?
You would see a lot of Americans, probably the parents are still paying a good chunk, but in Irish day and age, no, you would see mainly couple, and then parents would probably give a decent enough present, all right. But typically, no, it's the couple. The couple are the ones that are driving
Are they borrowing to pay for this stuff?
You would always see roughly about 20%. Anything from like 12 to 20% of couples would borrow towards their wedding day. But like, it's not like there's a special interest rate for that. You know, it's still fairly heavy. So, and a lot of couples go in when they go to take a loan for their wedding thinking, we'll pay it back with the cash that we get.
Yeah.
But sure, no, they won't. You know, you go off on the honeymoon and all's forgotten. And then you've got this 7-year loan as a hangover with it. So, I would always say, like, you know, your budget's your budget, and maybe take longer before your wedding kicks in. Like, you're seeing a lot of couples going from 18 months to 2 years onwards now to get married. Whereas before it always would have been within the year people would have got married. But I am seeing longer periods that people are waiting just so they can save and get the wedding that they want rather than having to borrow.
Somebody wants to know, if you're invited to a wedding, but you tell the couple you can't go, are you expected to give a card anyway? Regardless, I'm still not going to give a card, but it's nice to know if I should feel guilty or not.
No, look, you know, there's all these things that you should have, would have, could have done. But like, if it feels right to you to give the couple a card and you're close and you haven't been able to go, great. But if you're not that close, and the fact is you're not going as well, so you mightn't be that close, you don't really have to get into that. But I know myself, if somebody that was close to me, I would still acknowledge it, but nowhere near the level of acknowledgement in terms of value. I'd probably get something more voucher based, like a meal out or something like that. But that would be me, and depending on the closeness that I would have with the couple.
Yeah. Are there many? I mean, are you finding in people just aren't going because they just can't afford it?
Yeah, you would see that a lot. Like, I would get a lot of DMs from particularly the age group where all of their friends are getting married at once, and they could be bridesmaids, groomsmen for a number of weddings, and some could be abroad. And like, I know myself, we had a year where we had about 9 to 10 weddings 1 year. And short of actually just like living on beans and toast. But you would find some people that are like now having to make decisions over which one we can and which one we can't go to. And even if we're going to the wedding, we can't go to that abroad hen or stag or go on that hen party. So there is a lot of decisions being made, but I am hearing from so many that are actually saying, we just can't go because it's not just the card and the cash. And everybody's very happy and comfortable to celebrate the couple, but it's the accommodation. And the higher the quality of venue you go to, the higher the room rate. There's the getting there, the clothing to get there. If you've got kids, maybe you have to look for alternative, you know, if kids aren't invited, you need someone to mind them. But there's all of these costs that clock up the whole way along. I had one girl that got in touch with me that she's bridesmaid, and she was asked to go to organise an abroad hen. And the abroad hen for her, as you know, chief bridesmaid, was coming in at about €2,000.
Oh,
you know, and for everybody else, they were coming in at about €500. But she said the total it's going to cost her to be bridesmaid at this wedding was probably going to be around the €3,000 mark by the time, if not 4,000, by the time she was done. So I think there is that little piece where you probably need to have a chat with the couple and say, look, you know, I'm here for you. But financially, this is now way beyond what I should be doing. And I think a lot of couples, they certainly don't begrudge it. I do feel that couples are very aware of how much expense is going on to the guests, and I think they really value those who can be there and can make it and do all of that. But and they would, from what I can hear, a lot of them would hate to feel that somebody couldn't make their wedding because they felt financially burdened by it. They'd rather they just came. Mm. But that's an awkward conversation for
Isn't
a lot of people.
Just on that subject as well, if you're a bridesmaid or a groomsman, should you be expected to pay for your own outfit on that?
So in America, America now, that would be standard. You'd pay for your own gear in America. Yeah. Ireland, no, we would. The couples would buy all the paraphernalia.
Yeah.
But the big one would be about accommodation. That's the one I get asked quite a lot. So again, I would run a poll on that to say, okay, if, you know, do you pay for your bridal party's accommodation on the night of your wedding? And it came back 50-50. So it really depends on the couple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Sarah Kennedy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.